I was so cold now, shivering without control, clenching my gloved hands into fists and pushing them deep into my muff. We took off at a brisk pace, and the Arctic chill stung my cheeks. I pulled my fur hat down as far as I could, and the sealskins up over my face, leaving only my eyes exposed. I could still smell the cold sea upon them, and they possessed an unpleasant oiliness. The ocean was full of heathen wickedness in these northern regions. Captain Gunderson had told me I would be transported by sleigh across the Varanger Peninsula. When we reached the village of Svartnes, I would be taken by another boat across the narrow Varanger Straits to the place of my exile, the fortress of Vardøhus, on the tiny island of Vardø. The thought caused me to take one of my gloved hands out of my muff and press it to my chest, where I could feel the faint indent of the cross, my most treasured possession. But of course, this you must know. We plunged into the wilderness, bumping across the snowy tundra beneath the vast night sky filling with stars. I stared up at the luminous full moon, the last before the pastoral season. Ambrosius called it the martyr moon.